We'll go to agenda item number 10, discussion and possible action on determination of interruptible water available for 2017. Brad Rudette, Water Service Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This is an item that we bring to you each year in October where we establish the amount of interruptible water that we're going to make available in the upcoming calendar year. So that'll be 2017 that we're talking about here today. First off, just a little bit of background information. We began selling interruptible water in 2008, so next year will be our 10th year to sell water under this current contract form. It actually replaced a product that we had called one-year water and another product called short-term water that we had sold up prior to 2008. But since 2008, we've been offering interruptible water under pretty much the same procedure and methodology. What it is unused firm yield that's remaining in storage in our reservoir. So you've heard several folks mention firm yield. If you recall that firm yield is the amount of water that we can take out of the lakes every year through a multi-year drought without running out by the end of the drought. So it's an annual amount of water that we can take out each year. So what we're talking about with interruptible water is unused water from last year that's available for us to use this year in addition to our firm yield this year. We offer it on a temporary basis for contracts with terms that can range anywhere from 1 up to 5 years in length. However, the contracts that are for more than 1 year are still subject to this availability determination each year in October. So just because you have a 5-year contract doesn't mean you're guaranteed to have water every year for that 5-year period. We sell the water at the same price as our system rate, or it's priced the same as our long-term water at system rate, and then for ag users that meet the definition that we require there at the ag rate. We have a procedure that's posted on our website that defines how we calculate it each year and also how we offer it and what we do in the event we have less water than we have requests and those types of things. That annual calculation methodology that we go through each year has a safety factor that we apply to it, and that safety factor is subject to this board's approval each year. We've used 0.25 every year since 2008, and that actually provides a factor of safety of about 75%. So essentially what we do is we calculate how much leftover water we had the year before, and we reduce it by 75%. The purpose of that safety factor has two main reasons, I would say. The first is to make sure that we're not adversely impacting any of our long-term customers. We want to make sure that we're very conservative so that anything we do with interruptible water doesn't have an adverse impact on our long-term customers. And it also protects us from ever using more water in a year than our permits allow. So the safety factor, I wished I could tell you there was a great way to calculate that or arrive at it. There's not, but it's worked well for us in the past, this 0.25 that we've used. Another thing on our contracts that extend for more than 1 year, so all those contracts that are 2 years or more, they get first shot at what water we do make available. So if you have a contract, some of our customers, I'll show you in a slide here in a moment, have contracts that already go through 2017 or even beyond. So the water that we make available here today would be first offered to those customers that have contracts in place. One other thing that's important about our interruptible contracts is they have a provision in them that says that we can curtail water use if we reach a stage 3 drought trigger level in our drought contingency plan. And again, that provides some more protection and conservatism in the event that we end up in a very bad drought. This slide shows the history since we began supplying the water back in 2008. If you look at the gray bars, that's the amount of water that the board has authorized for sale each year back to 2008. The dark blue bars is how much of that water was actually sold or contracted for. And then the lighter blue green color is how much was actually used. So in normal and wet years, there's very little of the water actually gets used. If you look at 08, 2010, 12, 14, 15, and 16, not much of the water got used at all. The reason for that is that the largest purchasers that we have are Dow and Gulf Coast Water Authority, and they purchase the water essentially as insurance. If there's normal weather or wet weather, they don't need it. But whenever we have really dry weather and the flow in the river drops off to next to nothing, that's when they need to use the water. And so what happens is they buy it sort of as insurance, and it's unlikely in any given year that they'll need or use all of it. So that's the reason. You can see there in 2009, 11, and 13, those were sort of exceptions to the norm where we had dry weather and they used a significant amount of it. This slide
are available as decreased.
Sir?
Our available has decreased. If you go back one slide, the available has decreased.
Well, yeah, we go through the calculation methodology, and so it's based on water use the year before. So we're looking at unused water. So if we had a real high water use the year before, that's naturally going to reduce the number the following year. That's what's going on there. And this year right here, some of you may remember this, we actually authorized something like 40,000 acre feet in October, but we had a provision in the resolution that year that if the lakes filled back up, we would go ahead and authorize the remainder later in the year. So that's what happened. But what happened is whenever we did this in May, we were already so far into the year that no one needed the water that year. And so, you know, the additional water that we made available was not purchased that year. This is a list of who our customers are this year. So we've got interruptible water under contract right now. And it also shows a little detail on which contracts expire and which ones carry over into 2017 and beyond. We have a total of about 80,000 acre-feet under contract now in 2016, and about 84% of that is in contracts with Dow, Gulf Coast Water Authority, and NRG. And then at the bottom, we have about 57 other contracts with other smaller entities that total about 12,444 acre-feet per year. About 33,000 of what we have are in contracts that will expire at the end of this year. And so once those contracts expire, the contract doesn't give them any preferential right to water for the next year. So it's like if they want water, they're kind of starting over with a request. And then we have 47,000 acre feet are in contracts that extend through 2017 or beyond. And so those contracts, again, that extend into 2017 will have first shot at the water. And then the leftover water, after we satisfy those contracts, will be offered to new customers that have submitted their requests in accordance with our procedure. So this is looking at the numbers. I guess the most important number is the bottom of the second column, the 90,588. That's what we're going to be recommending that you approve today for interruptible water next year. We have to consider it by location because, obviously, you know, we can't supply interruptible water at Lake Aquila up at Possum Kingdom Lake. So our calculation methodology, we kind of go through lake by lake, we have to keep track of that and manage that as we go through the year and contract for it to make sure that, depending on the location, we're still within the limits, not only of the large total, but of the part of the subsystem where the water's coming from. The second column there, those are the contracts that carry over through 2017. So you can see there's about 2,600 acre feet up in the upper Brazos. There's about 2,500 acre feet in the Little River system. And then the majority of it is 42,000 acre feet in the lower basin. And that's listed under system because we can supply those contracts from any of the 11 reservoirs because they're down at the lower part of the basin. And then the 43,536 at the bottom of the third column, that's the remainder that we'll have available for entities with new requests for next year. I think that's all the slides I have. I've got a resolution for you, but I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? Read the resolution, please.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves a safety factor of 0.25 for use in determining the amounts of interruptible water to make available in calendar year 2017. Be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager / CEO to make up to 90,588 acre-feet of interruptible water available in calendar year 2017. Be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager / CEO to use up to 47,052 acre-feet of the interruptible water made available for calendar year 2017 to supply existing interruptible water availability agreements and to enter into new interruptible water availability agreements for up to 43,536 acre-feet, which shall be sold at the current system rate per acre-foot except for water for agricultural use, as that term is defined in Chapter 11 of the Texas Water Code, which shall be sold at the current agricultural rate.
Heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Tallis, second. Munson, please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Grant?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.